Welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. This week we are talking about how to optimize vendor management for supplier success. And we bring this to you because we spoke recently to one of our hiring managers who was actually trying to engage a new supplier for quite a niche position that they needed to fill quickly in their organization. And although the company had some suppliers that they've used in the past and they've engaged with, there'd been several changes in the vendor management team, which is quite normal, and there's been a lot of change during the last few years with COVID. And those suppliers hadn't actually been reviewed, or someone hadn't checked in and actually seen how they were performing and if they were fitting the needs of the business. So in the past, it had taken sometimes organization months to onboard a new supplier. And that can even be a company that is a couple of hundred people or even a 10,000 size organization. But where there's a will, there's often a way. And with the hiring business, with this urgent request really for to need those project resources due to some unexpected levers and some business critical deadlines, we had a call actually set up with procurement and their legal to put in place a new master services agreement. We worked up via a Teams video. We had an agreement that was amicable for all parties, and this was amazingly completed all within 7 days. So it can be done, and this is with a multinational organization where often things are tied up in longer onboarding process and compliance. But actually, when there's a will, there is a way, as I said, and people can make things happen. The result being, we actually managed to help this business during a critical phase, and we brought in the right capabilities to help them immediately hit the ground running, and hopefully we can help them longer term as well. So we wanted to share some steps that you might be able to take to efficiently collaborate with your existing vendor and procurement team within your organization to create a successful outcome for all. So one of the first things, obviously, you need to be, you need to be thinking about evaluating that existing supply channels. So, you know, it's important to look at your existing supplier base, to look at how you've engaged with those suppliers before you're engaging with a new supplier. You know, the vendor management team or procurement have probably put in a lot of work and time and effort to ensure that they've got the right suppliers on board. Probably gone through a lot of exhaustive work to make that happen, but things change and people move on, and all those organizations can change as well. So those relationships can often become stale, or perhaps they don't have the same level of urgency as your new partner will have, or the coming in partner. So really, by going and having a look at that existing clients or the existing supply relationships, you've at least demonstrated that commitment to valuing your existing relationships while providing a benchmark for evaluating potential new partners. It may be that the case, the need within the business is urgent, that you can concurrently do that with evaluating or bringing on board that new supplier at the same time. The next thing is identifying those business objectives. So really, it's clearly defining what are the business outcomes you're trying to achieve through the selection or onboarding of a new supplier. By really setting those well-defined objectives, speed to hire, quality, level of engagement, or enhanced service levels you're looking for, you can guide your internal vendor or procurement team to align their efforts with your broader business goals as well. You might need to communicate the benefits. What I mean by that is, as you collaborate with the procurement teams or the vendor management teams, it's really important to highlight the potential advantages that come with engaging with a new supplier. This is hard work. It's extra work for the vendor team to onboard a new supplier through legal, contracts, compliance, setting them up potentially in Oracle or Ariba or whatever system that you might be using for invoicing and payment. So these are really important. So really, it's emphasizing the competitive advantage, the increased flexibility, the speed, the quality of capabilities that this supplier might be bringing to the organization. You might need to gather that information from that supplier so you can take that to the supply chain to discuss how that you can onboard them quickly. Some suppliers, as I mentioned earlier, may have become stale, or perhaps they've become too comfortable with a relationship and aren't quite as sharp and as fast and as hungry as that new supplier could be to help support your business. So articulating those benefits might build enthusiasm and some buy-in with those key stakeholders within vendor management to get things moving fast. The other thing you might want to think about is streamlining the process. You know, simplifying and streamlining that onboarding process reduces administration burdens for everyone. It minimizes delays. You ensure to review and optimize your contract negotiation process and procedures, that vendor qualification requirement and the performance business frameworks evaluation. What you're really looking to do in addition is that master service agreement perhaps that you're looking for them to sign fair and reasonable for all parties to sign up to with minimal changes. So, you know, that will save time from both your side, from your legals, probably from time, your in-house legal, and that external third-party vendor or partner that you're looking to onboard, saving them time and legal and compliance. So if you can make it fair, that's going to speed things up for everyone, and hopefully that means you're going to quickly get the result that you're looking for. What you're also looking for as a final thing is really fostering that collaboration. So really you're looking to encourage open communication and collaboration between you and the vendor management or supply chain team internally. You might not have even had a conversation with them, but at some point you might need their support. So is there a way that you can build relationships, have a coffee, join forums, you know, build relationship with those stakeholders so you can understand what are the current processes, how you would go about onboarding a new supplier, what's the best practices, what are the things to look out for, what you can do to help them that's going to help you. And some of these things are going to be really helpful. So hopefully by implementing some of these steps, this might help you to have a better relationship with your supply chain, be able to onboard suppliers quickly, drive innovation, and ultimately help you achieve those business objectives. Hopefully that's been useful for you, and love to have your feedback. My name's David Lawrence, and I hope to speak to you again soon.